Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but what? The Holy Spirit. Who is where?
From God.
So that you may what? So you see, spiritual thing can be learned and understood. Because he just said, so that you may what?
Know
and what?
Understand
what? The wonderful thing freely given to us by God. And this is why I believe speaking in tongues and had been such a hinder to so many believers, and it had been watered down, beaten down, and pushed back, and you find people teach on a lot of things, but they just don't get down to the nitty gritty on praying in the spirit. They talk about it, but I'm talking about getting into the depths of it so people understand, making it plain, making it applicable, simple, or understandable, I should say, where you can get the revelation of what the Spirit of God wants you to have. So let me finish this up because I'm about to go over. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Holy Spirit, who is from God, so that you may know and understand the wonderful thing freely given to us of God. Keep going. We also speak of these things, not in the words taught or supplied by what? Human wisdom. See, that's what gets in the way of too many of these things, human wisdom getting in the way. But in these taught by the Spirit of God. Combining and what? Interpreting spiritual what? Thoughts with what? Spiritual words. See, that's what we're talking about. Spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. All right? For those being guided by the Holy Spirit, keep going. But a natural unbelieving man does not accept the thing, the teaching, the revelations of the Spirit of God. For they are what? Foolishness. Absurd. Illogic. To him. And he is what? Incapable of understanding them. Because they are what? Spiritual discern. And what else? And appreciate it. And he is what? Unqualified to judge spiritual matters. So they're foolish to him. Anything foolish to you, you leave it, you get away from it. Huh? But God wants you to understand that everything you need, when you need encouragement, the gift of prophecy is said in the body of Christ. When you need to know about something in future, and it's important to the gift of the word of knowledge, a word of wisdom is there. If something going on around you and you don't know about it, the gift of the word of knowledge will let you know. Amen. If you are into a situation like Daniel, gift of faith is there. Lion can't eat you. He slept. King troubled all night long, but Daniel sleep.
Amen.
Gift of faith. What God wants you to understand, I got you. If you learn to trust me. And that's what Daniel was doing. And they didn't understand the Medes and the Persians. They didn't understand. They was trying to set a trap. And Daniel praying had already prayed it out. And I don't have time. We're going to talk about that, that difference between the Old Testament and all that. We'll get to that later. But God will keep his people in perfect peace.
Amen.
Their mind is stayed on you. You notice if you go through this, you go through the Hall of Fame of Faith, there were some that they would not accept deliverance. They gave their life willingly. Jane did. They didn't accept deliverance. They gave their life willingly. Are y'all hearing me tonight?
Amen.
God will take care of you and me. And while turmoil and disasters is going on all around you, you can be in perfect peace.
Amen.
So what can you do to me anyway? You kill me, you know what's going to happen? I'm going to heaven. So you just done me a favor. I'm going to win. I don't care which way it goes. So I don't have to be afraid. Let's see, y'all, come on. We have to pick up here the next time. We got to start talking a little bit about it. Hallelujah.